Now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue, and this is your Sunday Spin. We were talking about that Des Moines Register poll that was out that has Ted Cruz moving ahead of Donald Trump in Iowa. There's actually a new Fox News poll that was released this morning that has Ted Cruz at 28%, Trump at 26%, Marco Rubio at 13%, and Ben Carson, who was the Iowa frontrunner in October, is fourth with 10%. Now, of interest, and this kind of ties into our discussion that last half hour with Pat Brady about how a caucus is different than a primary, that a caucus requires a much more active attendance. Among definite caucus goers, Cruz's advantage over Trump increases 32% for Ted Cruz, 25% for Donald Trump. So some interesting numbers there. Speaking of Trump, Hillary Clinton was on Seth Meyers' NBC show speaking about obviously how even Trump is part of the talk among Democrats. Here's Hillary Clinton.
I no longer think he's funny.
Yes. I will say I started feeling that way.
You know, I think for weeks, you know, you and everybody else were just bringing folks to hysterical laughter and all of that. But now he has gone way over the line. And what he's saying now is not only shameful and wrong, it's dangerous.
And these are his comments about Muslims.
Yes,
Muslim
it is.
Americans.
Yeah, right. And look, he's been kind of an equal opportunity insulter. He's gone after all kinds of folks.
Yep.
But
has he mentioned you at all?
A few times.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Now, that I can laugh at. Because,
right, yeah, exactly.
You know, it's about me.
You're in good company with
I'm
the
in
world.
Good company. But this latest demand that we not let Muslims into our country really plays right into the hands of the terrorists.
That's Hillary Clinton speaking with Seth Meyers last week. Joining me now here in the Allstate Showcase studio is Elliot Richardson. He is co-CEO of the Small Business Advocacy Council. And small businesses are really feeling the pinch of the state's budget crisis. And Elliot, welcome to the show.
Rick, thank you for having me as always.
Please walk us through what exactly is the Small Business Advocacy Council, if I can say it.
I know, it's a tongue twister. You know, we started this organization about 5 years ago to give a voice to the small business community. So we've heard, as small business owners, a lot of talk about small business and not enough action. And as the engine that drives the Illinois economy, and, you know, again, that's a talking point for a lot of politicians. Go to local communities. Small businesses are the engine that drive those local communities. We have just...
But we hear that all the time from politicians. It's almost like education is my number one priority.
It's a talking point. And we can no longer sit back and allow small business to just be a talking point among politicians while they act in ways that devastate the Illinois economy and hurt the small business community. You know, there's 1.1 million small businesses in the state of Illinois. And that's not counting their employees, their families, the people that rely on them. We need to start coming together and speaking with a loud voice, because to see what's going on in our state capital right now and the impact it's having on businesses, it's shameful, and we need to get engaged.
Well, I know that your group, as well as a number of other groups, wrote a letter to Governor Rauner and the four legislative leaders, and this was pre-Thanksgiving.
It was.
Trying to point out the word pain that this is causing. We've seen some slight movement in the General Assembly, very slight movement, but nothing of the wholesale type of movement that your group and others are looking for.
I would arguably say it's no movement. I mean, yes, they freed up some funds, which were very important to free up, absolutely. But they have not sat down to attack the problem, Rick. And that's a huge issue. You know, in 6 months, the governor and the Democratic and Republican legislative leaders never sat down in a room. They never got together to talk about how to fix the Illinois pension crisis, which is a dark cloud looming over the entire business community and retirees, for that matter. They never sat down to say, how do we pass a budget so we don't lose millions every day because we're spending more than we're taking in because there's no choice to do otherwise without a budget. They've just watched this ball rolling down the mountain, this rock rolling down the mountain, and the casualties are mounting. And that's completely unacceptable for small businesses. So, yeah, we had a very large coalition write these folks a letter and say exactly that. Stop the nonsense. You're devastating the economy. You're creating all sorts of uncertainty among our business groups in the small business community. Get together and get it done.
But what does it say that they didn't meet? And they, I mean, yes, we have had some subsequent meetings. One was looked largely for show,
right?
An opportunity for everybody to use their talking points. The fact that you have, various politicians saying, "Well, it may not be until April." Everybody looked at January because starting with the new year, it takes fewer votes to pass something. Right now, it takes a 3/5 majority. In January, it takes a simple majority. Everybody was looking at January as a time period. But now you've got people talking April. You've got some even saying maybe not till after the November election of next year.
Well, I mean, they can do that. I guess our political leaders can do that. The fallout will be tremendous. Businesses will continue to leave the state. Who knows what our credit rating is going to be? I mean, basically, these credit rating companies are telling us we're going to downgrade you if you don't start solving the fiscal issues in Illinois and pass a reasonable budget, and we still haven't done it. I guess perhaps our political leaders think that our economy is like a game of Risk, right? It's a game. The problem is every time they take a piece off of our board, it's a small business leaving the state, or it's a nonprofit getting crushed and shutting down. This is having real effects on the small business community. And the shame of it is there are solutions out there. There are compromises out there. And as I'm sitting in this studio with you, Rick, they should be sitting in a room right now. They should have been doing it yesterday. They should be doing it tomorrow. I'm talking about our legislative leaders laser focused on passing a responsible budget and solving the issues that are impacting the state.
We're speaking with Elliot Richardson of the Small Business Advocacy Council, and when we return, we'll talk about some of these solutions. You're listening to the Sunday Spin on WGN. (312) 981-7200 is our phone number. I'm Rick Pearson, and this is your Sunday Spin. And joining me here in the Allstate Showcase studio is Elliot Richardson of the Small Business Advocacy Council. And we're talking about small businesses, and here we're rapidly moving into one half of a state budget year without a state budget.
It's terrible. Absolutely.
Well, you've outlined the concerns from the small business side. What about solutions?
Well, solutions are essential because let me start with taxes. When you talk to Democrats and Republican legislators, what they're telling you is taxes are going up. I mean,
both sides
are telling you. I mean, there's no secret. And the longer this budget impasse continues, the more taxes are going up. And I hear 6%, 7% state income taxes. That's going to change the dynamics here economically for Illinois small businesses. So we have to find solutions. And solutions start by talking with one another. I mean, as a precursor, Democrats and Republicans, Governor Rauner, our legislative leaders need to sit down. And there are workers' comp reforms on the table, which should be acceptable to both sides. They're compromises. And, one of the proposals we've been pushing with other coalition partners is a proposal that would apportion causation purely, not artificially like it is right now.
All right, let's explain causation, okay?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, right now in Illinois, if you get hurt at work and that injury is 0.03% of the cause of your present condition, the employer is on the hook for 100%. Now, Governor Rauner has a proposal out there that says 50%. So you have to hit a 50% threshold in terms of causation in order for an employee to recover. 35 states apportion causation purely. If the injury caused 20% of your present condition, the employer pays 20%, the insurance company. If it was 80% responsible, they pay 80%. That proposal's on the table. 35 states do it, but everybody's stuck, you know, fighting their fight, and there's no negotiation. There's pension reforms that are constitutional, that should be constitutional, that are on the table. One would be to allow retirees to take a small or a medium-sized portion of their pension and cash it out for a lesser value. They wouldn't have to do
it. Almost like annuitize it.
Exactly. Kind of. It's like breaking an annuity to some extent. You don't have to do it, but you could do it. It would take a chunk out of the pension crisis. Fair maps. Governor Rauner wants fair maps. If you talk to Democrats privately, fair maps make total sense because they're the right thing to do. Right now, our maps are drawn like my kids used to color pictures. I mean, there's no sense.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm sorry for my kids because it's almost degrading their coloring skills.
Maybe they're practicing for a future employment as a political cartographer.
I'm going to have to talk to them about that, Rick.
Yes, please.
But you know what? We need our maps drawn in a way where our representatives represent the people and not political leaders. That should be on the table. Term limits for legislative leaders. Both sides tend to agree that that's a good thing. That can be on the table. Closing tax loopholes. There are tax loopholes that if you talk to Democrats and Republicans, they will both say make absolutely no sense. You know, Representative Franks has a proposal that would close tax loopholes. Certainly not all of those would become law. I can't even tell you that I agree with all of them, but I certainly agree with some of them. These are all ways to start hitting the issues that are impacting the state of Illinois.
So, you know, you've been around this game a long time. I've been around this game a long time. You don't see any effort towards compromise. That, as you were outlining, you called it a game of risk, and it's, to me, has increasingly... Springfield has become a game of winner-take-all politics instead of the old classic statesmanship that some might criticize as the status quo.
I think small business owners are looking for politicians who care about Illinois more than they care about their ideology or their politics, and we don't see that. And truly, it's like trying to hammer through a brick wall right now, getting through to the legislative leaders. Now, there are legislators, Rick, on both sides that truly want to see a budget, a responsible budget passed, but it's not moving forward with our legislative leaders.
We've got a call from Bob. Bob, welcome to the Sunday Spin.
Gentlemen, I love your program. Rick, could you ask your guests if I believe there's a federal statute that says that's called theft of services, and I believe Blagojevich was impeached on one of those, and that was one of the legs on his impeachment. We send them to Springfield, and we're paying them and covering their security and lifestyle, and they're not doing what we sent them there for. They're just sitting there, you know, like two little spoiled kids, and they should be sued for theft of services. Is that possible?
All right, Bob, thanks for your question. I mean, there is the. It's not even a statute as much as it's a federal legal theory of providing honest services, and that's kind of what that was one of the issues in the Blagojevich case. And in fact, that theory under federal law is actually going under some evolution here.
You know, it's a great question because people are so frustrated. I mean, they're really trying to figure out how do you stop a group of people that are in Springfield right now from doing further damage to the state and bring them together so they can start fixing the problem. I'm not sure what could be legally done about it. It's not anything I've looked into. What I can say, and I'll keep repeating this to anybody who will listen, 1.1 million small businesses in the state. If we can galvanize, when you look at this letter we sent to the governor and our four leaders in Springfield, you had the Lincoln Park Chamber of Commerce, the Lakeview Chamber, the Austin Chamber, the Barrington Chamber, the Skokie Chamber. These are the sandwich chamber of commerce, many more. These are diverse groups of small business and local leaders that have simply had enough. And the path forward, I believe, the SBAC believes, is to continue to coalesce members to revive this state and treat it like a campaign. Canvas, call, reach out to your legislators, impact them where they live and where they need to get reelected, and send a message. We are actually going to hold you accountable if you continue to put the state into further debt and crush the small businesses that are supposed to be supporting their local communities.
Well, Ellie, how does that play into as we go into 2016 then, where it's a legislative election year?
Engagement. Engage with the SBAC. Engage with your local chambers. It doesn't have to be the SBAC. Engage with your politicians themselves and let them know that the time that we've just sat back and watched legislators and political leaders hurt the Illinois economy is over. And sometimes perhaps it needs to get to a breaking point like this. You know, when your property taxes in the city of Chicago are going up 50%, when there's $8.5 billion in unpaid bills that are scheduled to accumulate by the end of the year, when you have a $111 billion unfunded pension, when people have to come together and say enough is enough.
Unfortunately, that's enough out of you tonight, Elliot.
Thank you, Rick.
Elliot, I appreciate it. Elliot Richardson of the Small Business Advocacy Council. I don't know what the answer is going to be, and I assume we'll have you back to talk about whatever progress is going to be made.
I appreciate it, and we appreciate the opportunity to talk about small business and how this is all impacting us.
Thank you very much. We'll be back with more right after this.